Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together at the beginning of this new year.
天父，我们感谢你在这新年的时候，引领我们一起来到你的殿堂来敬拜你。
As mentioned in the song we have just sung,
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样,
a year, past year is gone.
一年又过去了。
Whether it is joy or suffering, blessing or trial, it has become history.
不管是喜怒哀乐，在过去的一年所发生的事情，都已成为历史。
We only thank you because you have guided us through the past year and brought us back here today to worship you.
我们感谢你，因为你在过去这一年里面，你引领我们，今天又引领我们来到你的殿堂敬拜你。
As we look forward to a new year with all its challenges,
当我们往前看的时候,
I pray that your Holy Spirit will be with each one of us today.
我们恳求你，圣灵与我们每一位同在。
That we can all feel thy presence with us individually.
让我们能够感受到你与我们同在的,
knowing that you love each one of us.
我们知道你爱我们每一位。
And through your words today, we pray that your Holy Spirit will give us the encouragement and the assurance because you are with each one of our lives, not only for today, but for the year to come.
求你圣灵感动我们，让我们清楚知道你与我们同在，不仅是今天，而且是到永远。
We again want to give you all the glory because of your love for us.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你，因为你爱我们。
For we ask in Christ's name.
我们将祷告呢，奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求。 Amen.
Personally, actually, I find a little bit excited to be able to share with you what is in my heart today.
其实我今天觉得很兴奋，因为为了今天所要跟各位分享的题目。
As you read in the passage today from James,
当你读今天的经文的时候,
we don't know for sure what James has in mind in terms of his audience when he wrote that book.
我们不晓得雅各写这本书的时候，他的对象是谁。
But I suppose he could be talking to non-believers.
但我想他也许他是跟非信徒
or it could be talking to what we call nominal Christians
或者是普通的信徒，我们一般的信徒
or Christian in general
或者一般的基督徒
Webster Dictionary defined nominal as being existing or being something in the name or form only.
维氏词典把这个 nominal 这个字定义，它的定义就是。
So nominal Christian in a way is used maybe to describe Christian or believers in name only, but not in action.
所以 nominal 有的时候就是像你只是名不符其实，就是只是名。 存在而已，就像有些基督徒只是照着名义是基督徒。
Those who are not serious enough to put what they learn into practice.
就是基督徒并没有把他们所知道的、从圣经所学到的放在行为里面。
Encourage us to be more serious about our faith.
所以神要我们对我们的信仰采取一个更严肃的态度。
As you see in the bulletin, I've outlined a bit about what I'm going to share with you. I will consider my message in two main themes. The first theme has to do with time. In this passage, we talk about yesterday and tomorrow.
我的信息里面有两个主要的部分。第一个部分是关于时间，
Actually, 今天跟明天。 But I'd like to put the factor of yesterday also into play.
那我也要把昨天也包括在里面。
Because we talk about today, the last year is gone, 2011 is gone, and now it's 2012.
因为我们知道今天是新年第一天，是2012年，那2011年已经过去了。
So yesterday has become history.
昨天的事情已经成为历史。
But the record of history is very important because it gives us a chance to reflect on the past.
但是历史的记录其实很重要，因为让我们可以回顾过去。
The past is important for admonition.
过去呢，为什么重要？因为它可以给我们提出来警戒。
And we have generally agree on the thought that those who do not learn from the past is doomed to failure.
我们知道如果我们知道名言，有许多的名言说不懂历史的人就会遭遇失败。
You will wonder sometime why the Old Testament gave such detailed history of what happened in the past.
也许你有时候觉得说为什么旧约圣经对过去以色列过去的历史有这么详细的记载。
But as Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6.
但是保罗在哥林多前书第十章
chapter 10 verse 6. If you have the Bible, you can read
the turn to that. 1 Corinthians 保罗在第十章第六节这样讲。
Paul said, now these things mean the description of the Exodus about the wilderness trip. Now these things occur as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things, as they did. They mean the Israelites.
保罗在第十章第六节这里讲说，这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋。他这边所讲的这些事是指的以色列人在出埃及记的时候他们所做的事情，他们所做的恶不讨神喜悦的事情。
Now in modern times, you know that people celebrate or hold yearly memorials, such as in remembrance of Pearl Harbor, for example, last month on December 7th, and also particularly about 9/11.
我们知道为了纪念过去发生的一些大事，像珍珠港事变或者是911的事情我们每一年都有一些纪念会。
So those memorial services really serve the purpose of not only honoring those who were deceased, but it is also a moment of reminding for those who are still living as to regard to their lives.
这些纪念会不仅是对已逝去的人表示一些尊重，其实也是对也是对这个还活着的人一个很好的提醒。
So the history is very important. What has gone on in the past can become a lesson for us to learn, teach us.
So we
have to deal with the future.
历史非常重要，因为它可以教导我们，可以警戒我们。未来的事情。
Now in terms of today,
今天呢
，The Bible told us that really today is war all we have for certainty.
圣经上告诉我们说，今天是我们所确实知道所拥有的。
Not only for certainty, but for opportunity, because that you have the time to do what you want.
不只是我们确实知道我们今天的事情，也同时呢，也给我们机会来做我们所要的事情。
But today is gone, you cannot retrieve it anymore.
但是今天过去就不再回来。
The clock keeps ticking.
时钟继续的摆动。
And as it said, time waits for no man.
就像有人讲说时间不待人。
Well, that means it doesn't wait for women either.
他说时间不等男的，但时间也不等女的。
So there are critical matters that may require your decision, your action today.
也许在今天里面有一些重要的事情你需要做决定。
But if you miss that opportunity, you may not have it again.
但是你如果没有抓住机会，也许你不再会有这个机会做这个决定。
And also as a message that was brought up by James.
同时呢，我们再回到雅各书来看。
Tomorrow is unknown.
大家都不知道明天会有什么事情发生。
The Bible reminds us that there is no guarantee for tomorrow.
圣经提醒我们，我们没有办法确定明天要怎么，要将如何。
As you read in verse 4:14, chapter 4:14 today, it said, "Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow?"
在十四节这边讲说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
Basically, we have no control what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们对于明天要发生的事情，其实没有掌控的权利。
And so James continues that instead, you ought to say.If it is the Lord's will, we will live to do this and to do that.
所以雅各劝告我们，劝我们说，我们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
About years ago, Jane and I was planning, actually have a planned trip to go to Hong Kong to attend a wedding, Wendy's wedding.
在一年前Jane 跟我本来计划要到香港去参加 Wendy 的结婚典礼。
Many of you know Wendy, she's sitting with us today. She's Wendy, back from Hong Kong for a visit to her parents.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Wendy.
Welcome back.
And, but we didn't know that my father was very sick at that time.
但是我父亲那个时候身体很不好。
So we have him at home and took care of him, and because of that, we had to cancel our trip.
所以因为他的身体状况非常不好，所以我们就把他从外面搬回来，搬到家里面来照顾他，让我们亲自照顾他。
So we can plan for the future, but there's no guarantee we can do what you want.
所以我们就没有办法去香港。我们这就是一个例子。我们可以做计划，但是很多时候我们没有对未来的事情没有掌握。
Another example I want to give you is that on the morning of November 22nd, 1997.
另外一个例子在。1997年11月22号的早上
，It was a Saturday morning，
是一个星期六的早上。
I was visiting my late wife Cynthia after her cancer surgery。
我去医院看我已故的前妻，因为那个时候她刚刚癌症的她刚刚开刀完，在医院里面。
And while I was in the hospital, I received a call from California.
所以当我在医院的时候，我就收到从加州来的一个电话。
And the message was that my good friend, many of you know, Tommy Leung.
那个电话就跟我讲说，我的一个很好的朋友梁耀堂先生。
He died from a sudden heart attack while he was warming up in the tennis court, waiting for a tennis game.
他在做软身运动，预备要打网球的时候，突然间心脏病突发而过世。
He was 54 years old.
他才只有54岁那个时候。
Now thinking back, I can think of a few events that happened to our church family over the past 20 years.
其实，在过去20年来，我们教会里面有一些事情发生，我可以举许多的例子，这都是很多事情都是出人意料之外的。
As the second theme that I received from this message from James is regarding our planning, our anticipation for future event.
另外，从雅各书这边，这个信息我所得到的第二个信息，就是关于我们对未来的计划。
divided into three portions.
那我把这一部分呢，分成三个部分。
The first portion is godless planning.
第一个就是没有神同在的计划。
The second is prideful presumption.
第二就是傲慢的计划。
The third one is sin of omission, or I also describe as some kind of procrastination.
第三个就是忽略的罪，也就是一种单言的罪。
So、the Bible does not fault us for planning.
圣经其实没有说我们不能为未来做计划。
In fact, it encourages us to plan for our lives.
其实圣经教导我们鼓励我们对未来要有准备。
If you turn to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
你们如果拿起圣经翻到旧约在箴言第六章。
It says, go to the end, A-N-T, go to the end.
在箴言第六章第六节这边讲说你去查看蚂蚁。
You sluggard.
你懒惰人啊。
Consider its ways and be wise.
第六节这边讲说懒惰人啊你去查看蚂蚁的动作就可以得智慧。
It has no commander, no overseer or ruler.
蚂蚁没有元帅没有官长也没有君王。
Yet it stores its provisions in summer.
尚且在夏天预备食物。
And gathers it food at harvest.
在收割时收据粮食。
So the Bible is telling whoever is listening.
所以
using the end as an example, even the end how to plan for the future. So we humans should even be more wise.Intelligent to plan for our future.
所以圣经告诉我们即使蚂蚁没有元帅没有军长而且没有什么智慧他们也为未来做预备我们人更需要为未来做预备
So planning is not wrong.
所以为未来准备不是错的
But godless and selfish planning is.
但是没有神同在的准备是就不对。
I'll give you a little more extreme version in terms of godless planning.
我可以给你另外一个例子，更明显的例子。
The example I like to cite is concerning the business ethic in China.
我所要举的例子就是关于在中国的一些商业的不道德的事情。
In November of 2008,
在2008年11月的时候
China reported an estimated 300,000 victims.
中国的报道估计有30万人
with 6 infants dying from kidney failure.
包括这30万人里面包括6个婴孩因为肾脏的问题而死。
And 860 babies were hospitalized because why? Because they drank milk that has an additive called melamine in it.
这里面有860个小孩子婴孩被送到医院，因为这些小孩子喝了有。这个三聚氰胺的牛奶
，and actually
加三聚氰胺的牛奶
，up to about 20 companies were involved with this additive product.
后来他们查验的结果发现，差不多有20家公司都是做了这种不道德的事情。
And if this report came from China itself, you know the figure is probably underestimated.
所以这是中国官方的报道。也许实际上有更多的。
Some of you might have read in the paper during that time too that cats and dogs were dying because they were drinking same kind of product. They were eating the same kind of product.
你说读那个时候的报道，你就知道 有狗啊猫的，也因为吃了类似的食物而死掉的。
And since then, there are a lot of other isolated reports and incidents of adulteration and falsification of food products coming out of China.
所以，从那个以后，我们陆陆续续的看到有许多就是商业不道德的事情。
A lot of them are very harmful to our health.
有许多对我们的健康有很严重的影响。
Over the past couple of years, in particular, I was receiving some emails from my high school classmates.
过去两年，我从我的高中的同学收到一些 email。
Just to cite you some example of how clever they were falsifying food to encourage people to eat.
这些电子邮件里面描述了这些商人如何很有技巧的
And I'm sure you have some of you have read about it too in the news.
说这些商人很有技巧的做一些假食物。
They can turn a big rat into a gourmet duck dinner.
他可以把一只老鼠变成一盘很好吃的鸭肉。
你可以讲可以老鼠变天鹅。
就是老鼠变天鹅。
And I understand that, you know, bean sprout, we like use a lot for cooking bean sprout. There are bean sprout that will grow overnight rather than waiting a few days because they put chemical in.
我们很喜欢吃豆芽，那这个，但是他们可以用特殊的这个加添物，使豆芽可以长得很快，一天就可以长出来。
Jane and I did spend about 3 weeks in China a month or so ago, and we were very apprehensive what going to be eating in China.
所以在过去，这个 Jane 跟我在11月的时候到中国，有3个星期的时间在那里，我们都不太敢吃东西。
但是不敢，很小心吃。
很小心。But that's the same. 没有吃东西。
But it is true when I was in China, I was picking up local paper and some of them in English, you know, and the government admit that the food quality control is a problem in China.
我在中国的时候，我看当地的报纸，甚至中国政府都承认，食品管制是一个很大的问题。
But in order to control that, they have to set up bureau like the FDA in this country.
但是如果要进行食品管制呢，他们必须要设立一些行政机构，就像美国的 FDA.
Supposedly, sometimes they have to run hundreds of tests to test the quality of the food.
那这个机构呢，就必须要经常的查验各种各样的食物。
But then they require labor, require resources, monetary resources to do that.
那这需要很多的人力、物力的资源。
So where do they get the resource from? Then they have to increase the tax or get, you know, to have to increase the standard of living.
那也许他们就要征税，或者是生活的这个花费就要增加。
Even one of the tour guide who took us around was very candid about the situation.
即使有一个导游，他也他是当地人，他对我们也很坦诚地说。
He said, "Do you know the high official in China? They have their own food resources."
他跟我们讲说，在中国的高官们，他们有他们自己的食物的来源。他们不去平常的市场买一般的食物。
My wife and I were in Canada visiting our relatives in Toronto, and you know, the crab is very famous in Toronto, crab meat.
所以我太太跟我在多伦多，在加拿大多伦多的时候，你知道在多伦多螃蟹是很有名。
And because it's a delicacy in a way.
其实是一个上品。
But at that time, the price, a dish of the crab, live crab, what they call Vancouver wrap,
Vancouver Grab.
Crab.
Yeah, Crab.
They were almost double in price.
在那个时候，这个从 Vancouver 来的螃蟹大概是两倍的价钱。
温哥华。
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 Right.
海。蟹。
海蟹。
You know, the one of the waiter told us, you know why?
他说为什么呢？这个价钱会这么贵？
They order so many from China, they depleted the supply.
他们因为他们从中国订了许多，把所有的这个因为中国订了许多温哥华的螃蟹，所以把温哥华的螃蟹的来源都耗掉了。
Always there are a lot of people who can afford it, including the high officials.
所以呢，你可以看到，在中国有钱的人，他们可以吃到很好的、很可靠的。
This problem is not limited to China. Of course, this is a global trend.
但是这个问题不是只有在中国存在，
I mean, shellfish,
在世上许多国家都有这样的现象。
I mean, China's shellfish,
人的自私。
Foreigners planning for profit.
Yeah, 人的自私啊。商业的不道德在许多的国家都存在。
How many of you have heard a program called American Dream?
你们有没有人听过一个叫做 American Greed 的电视节目？
Thank you. It's a documentary. Okay, it's not a make-up story program.
这个是纪录片。
If you watch this program, this come often.Involving different documentary cases.
你如果看这一段电视节目
，you will know that this kind of event happened also in America.
你就可以知道类似的事情在美国也常常发生。
And it can involve even so-called minister, lawyers, and doctors.
And 甚至这个牧者。医生、律师都
So the sinful nature of man is worldwide.
所以这就是人的罪性，就是在世界上每一个角落都可以看得到的。
But you know what? The Bible actually warns us too. Even as Christian, we are not immune.
圣经提醒我们，即使我们是基督徒，我们也会常常犯罪。
Now, if you would take time and what and look up, I was hoping that it would be up on the screen, but unfortunately not. But will you look up, look at the Bible in 2 Samuel chapter 12?
你如果有圣经的话，翻到撒母耳记下第十二章，撒母耳记下第十二章。
I hope some of you have a Bible with you, so you can read it for yourself too. But many of you know about David. He is a God-chosen king for Israel.
你们就知道，撒母耳记里面记载大卫王，大卫王是神所拣选的，做以色列人的王。
But at the height of his practice, at the height of his reign as for the nation of Israel.
但是在他做王的最兴盛的时候呢
，He did something very bad.
他犯了很不好的罪。
But the interesting thing is that he wasn't even aware of himself.
但是有趣的是，他是。犯了这件，做了错了这件事情，他甚至自己都不知道。
So God has to send a prophet to him to warn him, to teach him a lesson.
所以神就差遣了他自己的仆人，就是先知拿单去告诫他。
This is a very important lesson we can learn from the Old Testament record.
所以我们可以从这一个故事里面学到一个很宝贵的功课。
I'm going to read in English and then Yifang read in Chinese since a lot of you don't have the Bible in front of you.
长老用英文读，然后我会用中文读。
The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, by giving him a story to illustrate what he's trying to tell him. He said, there were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared for one who had come to him. David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, as surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this deserves to die. He must pay for that lamb four times over, and because he did such a thing and had no pity. Then the prophet Nathan said to David, you are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said. I anointed you king over Israel and delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you master's house to you and your master's wife in your arms. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why do you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore, the sword will never depart from your house because you despise me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own.
在撒母耳记下第十二章，从第一节开始读，耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫。拿单到了大卫那里，对他说，在一座城里有两个人，一个是富人，一个是穷人。富户有许多牛群羊群，穷人除了所买来养活的一只小母羊羔之外，别无所有。羊羔在他家里和他儿女一同长大，吃他所吃的，喝他所喝的，睡在他怀中，在他看来如同女儿一样。有一客人来到这户户家里，富户舍不得从自己的牛群羊群中取一只预备给客人吃，却取了那穷人的羊羔预备给客人吃。大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死，他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有灵敏的心。拿单对大卫说，你就是那人，耶和华以色列的神如此说，我高你做以色列的王，救你脱离扫罗的手，我将你主人的家业赐给你，将你主人的妻交在你的怀里，又将以色列和犹大家赐给你，你若还以为不足，我早就加倍的赐给你。你为什么藐视耶和华的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事呢？你借亚门人的刀杀害赫人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你们家。
I believe the story spoke for itself. What David did.
我相信我们刚读的，你们就从刚读的，你们就很清楚大卫所行的事情。
Now David's son Solomon also sinned close to his end of his life.
大卫的儿子所罗门王在他晚年的时候也做了错事。
We know that Solomon is considered one of the wisest king in the Middle East of his time.
我们知道所罗门王在位的时候，在当时是所有的王里面最有智慧的王。
He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
他写了这个传道书。
And he had all the riches, all the pleasure he wanted.
他有所有的财富，他有所有的。
You know, his reflection later in his life, he wrote in chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes.
但是在传道书第二章里面我们可以读到。
And that was Solomon's reflection about his life.
所罗门王回顾他的一生。
I would say that a lot of this is because of the fact he was not having God in mind when he spent his time.
我想主要的是所罗门王在做他的计划的时候，许多时候他没有照神的计划来行事。
Solomon said, I thought in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is foolish. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was worthwhile for men to do underHeaven during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groups of flowering trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house.I also own more herds and flocks than anyone else in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself, and treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired men and women singers, and a harem as well, the delight of the heart of man. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me.In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. He's saying that I'm still very wise, planning on things. The only thing that's wisdom without God in mind. I deny myself nothing my eyes desire. I refuse my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work. And this was the reward of all my labor. Yet I survey all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve.Everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun.
所罗门王在传道书第二章这边讲说他一切都是虚空，享乐是虚空，一切都是虚空。他说凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的，我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受。因为我心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。但在第十一节这边讲说，后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
The second thought about this passage is prideful presumption.
第二个第二个信息呢，在这一段经文里面所提示我的，就是一个骄傲的计划。
As he said in chapter 4, verse 16, this involves boasting and bragging.
这就是人为了他所有的他的财富或者他地位的一种夸口。
The boasting and bragging of one lifestyle.
就是夸口吹牛的一种生活的形态。
And it's also mentioned the words being arrogant.
当然也另外有一个意思就是叫傲慢。
The planner also presumed that the life will remain the same with assurance of profit. And so he continued this kind of lifestyle.
所以这个做计划的人也许假定他自己假定说未来也会一样的生活，所以他继续的朝着这个利益的方向来走。
So the bragging and the boasting of one accomplishment without honoring God's existence is the message in mind.
所以没有 敬畏神的一种骄傲，这种夸口是不讨神所喜，不讨神喜悦。
You notice I'm using a lot of Bible verses to illustrate what I'm trying to explain to you.
你可以从圣经里面看到许多这种例子。
Because this is coming from God's word itself.
因为这是从神的话语来的。
The other passage I want to share with you is from the book of Daniel.
在旧约圣经里面但以理书，我们可以读到这样子的故事。
If you have the Bible, turn to the book of Daniel.
如果你手中有圣经的话，请你翻到但以理书，但以理书第四章。
Daniel chapter 4, I'm going to read you the passage from verse 28 to 34.
但以理书第四章第28节到34节。
There is a very well-known king in the Old Testament time by the name of Nebuchadnezzar.
在那个时候，有一个很有名的王叫做尼布甲尼撒。
Although at the height of his power, he wrote this testament.
尼布甲尼撒王当最兴盛的时候，这就是。这个故事发生在尼布甲尼撒王最兴盛的时候。
So Nebuchadnezzar himself confessed. He said that all this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar.
他说这些。
12 months later, I'm going to read English and I'll read Chinese at the same time. 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said,Is not this the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty? The words were still in his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar.Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and give them to anyone he wishes.Immediately, what had happened, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from the people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claw of a bird.And at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honor and glorify him who lives forever.
尼布甲尼撒王在但以理书第四章二十八节这里讲，这事都临到尼布甲尼撒王。过了12个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。他说：“这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？”这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下说：“尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了，你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，并且要过经过七旗。”等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒的身上，他被赶出，离开世人，吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿，头发长长好像鹰毛，指甲长长如同鸟爪，日子满足。我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我， 我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。
So the person who has this prideful presumption assume life will go on with no ends, and he can continue to enjoy what he was doing without God in sight.
所以这个骄傲的尼布甲尼撒王，他就以为他这个好日子可以继续不断的一直到永远，他没有敬畏神。
In the book of Luke, also we call the parable. By Christ himself.
在路加福音也有一个无知财主的比喻。
With from chapter 12, verse 13 to 21.
从第十二章十三节到二十一节。
This paragraph is labeled the parable of the rich man.
这就是一个无知财主的比喻。
Someone in the crowd said to him.That is Jesus. Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Jesus replied, Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you? Then he said to them, Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession.And then he told them this parable. The ground of a rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. I will say to myself,You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself.But is not rich towards God.
路加福音十二章十三节，这里记载说，众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，就是指耶稣，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，用自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，并盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用。只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。”
The last theme in this passage I'd like to share with you is concerning the sin of omission.
最后一段的信息呢，就是延迟的罪。
This seems to be a rather subtle teaching that comes in this passage.
这个是在这段经文里面意义非常深远的一个信息。
And when you first read this passage initially, it may sound like some kind of a afterthought of the writer.
好像这个作者加上经过一段时间以后才加上去的一段经文。
But more thinking into the passage really make this blend in with the rest of the message.
但是你如果把整段信息读过去以后，你会发现其实这一段是整个信息的中心。
So in my outline, my outline is there. I said, I'm going to put down blank there. The sins of omission can be referred to, number one, indifference to God's teaching.
所以这个忽略的罪呢有两个意义。第一个就是对神的教导漠不关心。
And second is harmful, sometimes even fatal procrastination.
另外就是有害的或甚至致命的拖延。
Now, procrastination was defined by Webster Dictionary.
韦斯词典这样子对procrastination 这个字做这样的定义。
Procrastination is the act of putting off intentionally and even sometimes reprehensibly the doing of something that ought to be done.
Procrastination 就是拖延，故意拖延该做的事情而不去做。
So in a way, it's a willful decision of putting away, and somehow you were prompt to do something, but you want to keep putting it off, not wanting to do it out of a lot of reason.
就是不管是什么原因，你故意的该做的事情你不去做。
And this implication can end up to be physical or even spiritual in terms of the detriment for doing that.
这个不仅是对我们的身体对我们的灵命，甚至有的时候对我们的身体也有害。
I'll just give you share with a couple of personal experience that on this teaching.
我举几个我自己经历的例子。
First of all, when I was in practice, I have a patient I know very well. He became a friend.
当我还在行医的时候，我有一个有一些病人。后来变成我的好朋友。
I've done a couple of life-threatening operations on him.
那有一个病人，我曾经在他身上做了一些生命攸关的手术。
Somehow in my mind that it happened a few times, I ought to sit down and talk to him about salvation.
那个时候我心里面想说，这个人经过几次生命的危险。我应该坐下来跟他谈谈救恩的事情。
But either due to lack of opportunity or the inappropriate time that I felt, so I didn't touch the matter with him.
也许时间不对，也许没有机会，所以我从来没有跟他提到救恩的事情。
Sometime later, a friend of mine who is a nurse at the hospital, also a good friend of this patient, told me that he recently passed away.
结果后来我的这个有一个护士跟这个人是好朋友，他跟我讲说这个人已经过世了。
This has remained in my mind all this time as a regret.
所以这件事情一直存在我的心里是一个非常遗憾的事情。
To me, this is a sin of omission.
对我来讲，这就是我忽略的一个罪。
Procrastination, something that I ought to have done.
我故意拖延了所该做的事情而没有去做。
Another somewhat minor material example I give you is my wife and I took a trip to China, as you mentioned, a month or so ago.
另外一件事情就是我跟我太太大约一个月以前到中国去旅游。
And when I was in Xi'an in a hotel,
当我在西安的这个旅馆的时候
，somebody called me.From the desk, he said, "Will you take this call in Mandarin?"
那有在西安的时候，旅馆的这个 front counter 有一个雇员告诉我说有一个电话。
So I was surprised. So I never expect such a call. And said, "Must be something important." So he says, "Okay, I'll take the call."
所以那个时候我很惊讶，因为我其实并没有期待任何的电话。所以我就接了电话。
And somebody came to the phone. 是张先生吗
？So 那个时候somebody came to the phone and said, "Is this Mr. Diu?"
是我的朋友叫我打电话给你。
My friend asked me to call you.
你要打电话给你的daughter-in-law
媳妇。
媳妇。
So you must call your daughter-in-law.
他说你的家都满了水了。
Your house is flooded.
I didn't quite know what was happening, so I called my daughter-in-law as soon as possible.
所以我那时候不知道什么问题，我就打电话，马上就打电话给我的儿媳妇。
And she said, well, grandpa, she called her grandpa because of the grandkids. Grandpa, I hate to tell you something bad happened in your house.
所以我的儿媳妇跟我讲说，公公，我本来不想跟你讲，但是你家里面
your whole basement was flooded.
你整个地下室都淹水了。
Everything was destroyed down there. What are you going to do?
所以所有的东西都毁了，你要怎么办？
It was just a few days old when I was in Xi'an.
那时候我们才刚刚到达西安，没有几天。
So I told, finally called my son and said that, well, do what you have as if it is your own house, because I just no way I can be back on time.
我就告诉我的儿子说，你就照你想要做，你觉得该怎么办你就怎么办吧，
so、
因为我不可能马上回去。
He did end up coming back a little earlier than planned, but the whole basement was cleaned out. My daughter's, you know, so good. She just threw everything away that was invaded by water.
所以虽然我们还是提早了几天回来，但是我们回来的时候，整个地下室已经都清光了。我的媳妇很能干，她把所有该丢的都丢了。
Some of them may be important thing, you know, other than just material thing, because the record, paper records and things. And the thing, the lesson that came to me in my mind is procrastination.
我那个时候马上就想到说，我就是拖延，所以才能造成今天的事情。
Because I have thought about cleaning up all that stuff and sorting things out and separate them, what is important, not important for a while, and never get to it.
因为我本来想要把这个地下室整理一下，把一些重要的事情重要的东西收起来，比较不重要的东西丢掉，但是现在所有的东西都丢了。
I took a lesson from God, said, you know, you should have done that a long time ago. You don't do it. I clean it for you now. I just clean it up for you.
所以我想神在告诉我说，我早就告诉你要整理你地下室的这些杂物，但是你既然拖延不做，我就替你做了。
I know there's a lot in what I'm trying to say.
我知道其实我有很多要跟你们分享的。
I just basically want to share with what God taught me and what is in my heart to share with you at this first day of the year.
但是我我想所要做的就是与你分享，跟你们分享我从神所学习的一些功课。
To summarize this whole concept of this paragraph, this parable from James.
要把雅各书这一段整个整理起来呢。
I couldn't think of anything better than to share with you this modern example of an individual which most of you know.
我想在没有比一个众所周知的一个故事呢更合适的例子来做这一段经文的例子。
If any one of you in the audience haven't heard of or don't know about a person by the name of Steve Jobs, will you raise your hand?
有没有人没有听过这个贾伯斯？贾伯斯没有听过 ，Steve Jobs 听过，但贾伯斯没有听过。
He is the well-known CEO of Apple.
他是苹果电脑公司的总裁。
And we all know that he has global influence in the media in terms of communication.
大家都知道他生前他对世他对整个世界的这个有很大的影响力。
When I was in Hong Kong riding the subway a number of times,
当我在香港的时候，我在地下地铁里面
，I noticed that at least one out of three
我发现至少三个里面就有一个。
Either young people, middle age, or even older, they were doing this.
不管年纪多大，他们都在用。
Or they have the earplugs in there, and this kind of writing with the earplug, listen to music.
或者他们有戴耳机在听音乐。
There's no question what Steve Jobs had done had influenced the lifestyle and culture of this 21st century.
我想大家都可以承认 Steve Jobs 对我们的生活形态、我们的生活方式有很大的影响。
He also impressed me very much as a person, you know, who have great achievement.
我也觉得他是一个很有成就的一个人。
So I kind of researched into a little bit about his life, and some people comment about his life.
所以我就对他的生命生过去所做的事情做了一些研究。
And some of you may know, someone in academia will know that back in June of 2005, he was invited to be the commencement speaker.
你们也许知道他在2005年六月的时候，他被邀请到。
到 Stanford University 在 give us the commencement.
到 Stanford 去做毕业典礼的演讲。
In his speech,
在他的演讲里面
，he was very open about his life.
他对他自己所亲身经历的事情非常坦白的有一段叙述。
Basically, he talked about three stories in his life.
他提到三个故事。
And the first story about his life is involving his background, how he was brought up, and why he became a college dropout, how he get involved into the computer because he enrolled in a special type of classes, even though after he dropped out of school.
第一个故事关于他早期的生命，他如何被带到这个世界上来，如何去念大学，然后中途辍学，然后对这个电脑有兴趣。
And then the second story, is about his struggle with the Apple computer. Once through period, he was even fired by his own company.He came back and he started again. Basically about his persistence and his effort, finally became the CEO of the company.
第二个故事就是他与苹果电脑公司的恩怨关系。他如何创立了苹果电脑，然后如何被苹果电脑开除，然后又回到苹果电脑。
But what impressed me most is about his candid openness about his life.
但是我最印象最深刻的是他很坦白的谈到他自己的生活
about death
就是他面对死亡的经历。
No, in 2005, he was recovered already from a very major surgery.
他那个时候刚刚从一个很大的手术做了一个很大的手术。
And I tried to find out a little more because I was interested in what actually happened, but he was very private about his life.
我其实想要知道更多关于这件手术的事情，但是 Steve Jobs 是一个非常保护他隐私权的一个人。
But there's a writer who wrote a book by researching into the email communication of Jobs.
但是有一个作者呢就是查验了许多Steve Jobs 他在电邮里面来来去去的一些证据。
He ended up writing an e-book.
他写了一本 e-book.
The title is Letters to Steve.
就是
Inside the email inbox of Jobs, Steve Jobs.
我想你们知道的什么意思。
So, from that.I knew a little bit more about what happened because being a surgeon myself, I want to find out what happened to his medical problem.
所以我其实是对他他的身体的问题有兴趣，因为我过去是一个 做外科的医生，所以我对这个特别有兴趣。
And I found out that, and probably true, even may not be completely accurate. Actually, Steve was diagnosed to have pancreatic cancer back in 2003.
我想大家都知道，Steve Jobs 在2003年的时候就被发现有胰脏癌。
And the doctor first found out that, as a tradition it is for pancreatic cancer, he said, he told Steve, if you go home and get your business together, you're not going to live more than a few months.
那个时候医生跟他讲说，你大概活不了超过几个月，你赶快回去，该做的事情就赶快做吧。
But Steve, in his speech, he said the same night he had a biopsy.
但是那天晚上他做了化验。
From what he described, they put a tube down his throat, down his stomach, and do some biopsy through his stomach to the pancreas.
他们做了这个化验。
And my thinking is that he must have a cancer in the area, what they call the head of the pancreas.
也许就在胰脏的上端，他的癌细胞大概就是在胰脏的上端。
But after the doctor looked at the cytology of the biopsy,
医生经过他们看了这个化验的报告的诊断
Steve himself in his speech talked that the doctor cried.
医生哭了。
Because they found out this is a very, very uncommon slow growing type.Pancreatic cancer.
他们发现说，其实它这种癌细胞是一种非常不寻常的，可以治得好的癌细胞。
And it could be cured, he said, if you have surgery.
因为它成长得很慢，如果它早点做手术，它可以完全的复原。
But from the correspondent of email, apparently Steve Jobs postponed his decision for about 9 months.
但也许从这个电邮里面发现 Steve Jobs 他就是单言了差不多9个月的时间没有做决定。
He rather have what he called those unconventional holistic medicine to take care of himself.
他要找这个所谓中医的或者是草药的方式来医治他的病。
Even through the prompting of his family and friend, he would not have surgery for quite a few months.
即使是他的家人他的朋友一直催逼他，但是他不愿意接受这个手术。
But in his speech in 2005 he said, I'm okay now, I had surgery, he finally had surgery. And he said, hopefully I can live a few decades because now I'm cured.
所以在这个毕业典礼的演讲他说我现在做完手术我已经好了。我希望可以再活个几十年。
But you know what? A couple or so years later, he had a liver transplant.
但是再过那个过了一两年以后，2005年一两年以后，他做了肝的移植手术。
We don't know why he had it done, but he surmised that it's because he had recurrence of cancer.
虽然我们不太确定为什么他有这个肝的移植手术，但是也许大概就是癌症复发。
But I don't mean to put judgment on this or try to conclude that, that's the situation, but I think it is very likely that he might have had a cancer that if he had surgery right away, he might have been cured.
当然我不是想要论断 Steve Jobs 这个人，但是我相信如果他早日做这个手术，也许他真的可以活个几十年。
The reason is that during my practice, I did that kind of surgery also.
在我行医的时候，我也做过这样的手术。
I think he most likely had a procedure we call Whipple procedure.
那个时候大概，我相信大概是所谓的 Whipple procedure.
This procedure is very demanding. It may take 6 hours or more to do.
这是一个大型的手术，也许要 经过六个小时或者是更多的时间。
Because if you caught the cancer early enough, it could be cured with this procedure.
因为如果他早日接受这个手术呢，他这个癌症也许就可以治愈。
Now, the reason I said that is because of personal experience. I can tell you, back in the mid-70s, when shortly after I practiced, I operated on a person with pancreatic cancer with this procedure.
在1970年代的时候，我有一个病人就是有同样的毛病。
And a year or so ago, I was told by my colleagues who is still taking care of this patient.
大约一年多以前，我碰到一个同事，他现在是这个病人医生。
And he said, "No, Daniel, the patient, the ripple on, he's still living."
他说那个病人还活着。
And it's 30 some years.
已经过了30年。
So I'm saying that very likely Job Steve make a wrong decision by procrastinating.
也许Steve Jobs 就做了一个错误的决定，他拖延了。
He ended up costing his life.
结果就失去了他的生命。
But something very interesting about Steve's life too, because he was somebody who is searching about the meaning of life.
但 Steve Jobs 的生命里面也有另外一层很有趣的事情，就是他一直在寻找生命的意义。
He grew up with the hippie period, you know, in the 70s.
他在60年、70年代成长，就是所谓的 hippie 时代。
He was on drugs. They said that he was on LSD and so forth when he was in a teenager.
他也用过迷幻药，做过各种各样的事情。
He went when he was 17 or 18. He went to India to search for some kind of spiritual experience.
他在十七八岁的时候，他到印度去寻找这个属灵的经历。
I don't know any of you know. He has a Buddhist wedding.
他的结婚典礼是一个佛教式的典礼。
But somehow it couldn't fill his vacuum in his heart.
但是他一直没有找到可以填满他心灵的一种属灵的经历。
When he talked to his publisher who wrote his biography,
当他跟他的这个自传的帮他写自传的作者谈的时候，
a few months before he died,
在他过世前的几个月前，
the record showed that he was talking to his publisher Isaacson.
他跟
Isaacson
那个作者叫做 Isaacson 说，
He was talking to him about the meaning of life.
他们在谈生命的意义。
And about the existence, possible existence of God.
也在谈神是否存在的问题。
He told his writer, he said, "I am about 50-50 on believing in God."
他跟这个自传的作者说，有没有神存在？我想大概50%。
Said for most of my life, I have felt that there must be more to our existence than meets the eye.
他说，从我过去的经验，我大部分的生命里面，我觉得，我们所看到，我们存在的，必定是比我们所知道的还要多。
This quote from Job himself.
这是他自己所讲的话。
But unfortunately, he never pursued.
但是他从来没有去追求这个。
Not to the extent he made a decision about life.
所以他从来没有在这个信仰上面做一个明确的决定。
Later time of life about death, he was aware of death, but he never persisted enough to find out the meaning of life and that there is life after death.
他知道死亡降临，但是他从来没有去找到这个信仰。
So in summary, what I'd like to share with you today.
所以我想要跟各位分享的就是这样子。
That we should treasure our time.
我们必须珍惜我们目前所有的。
The life you have as we start a new year.
当我们在这个新年的开始的时候。
But as I said in this passage, in your planning, do not leave out God in your life.
你做要做决定，你不要把神，你不要不把神包含在你的决定里面。
And my main concern is that there will be those among us today who are searching.
另外一个我很关心的是，我们中间也许还有人，有一些人还在寻求。
Because otherwise you won't be here today.
如果你来的，你如果不是基督徒，那一定是慕道友。
And I hope this message will give you the idea that time doesn't wait for you forever.
我想我的信息的目的就是要告诉你，时间不会永远停留在那里等你。
If you feel the prompting of God's Holy Spirit to you about salvation you need and that you are a sinner, you ought to make a decision.
如果你觉得你是一个罪人，你需要神的救恩，那么你必须要早日做一个决定，来接受这个信仰。
I'm going to end with singing a respond hymn together that is in your insert.
我想我们的回应诗歌，我们就用回应诗歌来做结束。
Some of you may know this song, some of you may not.
也许你们知道这一首歌。
So to be familiar with this song, I think I'll sing the first verse and then we both sing the second and third verse together.